So I just want to lay this foundation. I was reading 2 Kings chapter 6, 1 to 7. Please, there's a slide I sent to us. So if you can just, I just want to define what a cutting edge is. And we will see the demonstration briefly. And then we have a surprise afterwards. A cutting edge, the slide I sent this morning, just simply means, okay, this is the general, I hope you received the slide, okay, please. If you can bring the slide up. So a cutting edge is just simply the edge of a tool's blade. We have different tools. We can have an axe. You can have a blade. Please, children at the back, can you tell us some echo and shout out instruments or equipments that have a sharp edge? The sword, yes. A spear.
Axe.
An axe.
Knife.
A knife, yes. Blade. A blade.
A scissors.
A scissors.
A shuriken.
A what?
A shuriken.
It's a Japanese tool.
It's too advanced, this guy.
What?
A shuriken.
Shuriken.
It's a sword that Japanese soldiers use.
Okay.
Andrew's just too advanced.
Andrew, okay. Andrew, come down to our level. Whatever.
A shuriken.
Any more? Okay, so that's a cutting. This microphone needs a new cutting edge. Okay, the edge of a tool's blade. Now, in terms of technology, the latest or the most advanced stage in the development of something. For example, I've got Cornelius here. You need to see Cornelius. I know Mom does not want me to talk about this, so Mom, I'm not talking about it. But you need to see Cornelius. He's got this cutting edge on the field. He was such I don't know what age, he started playing with us adults, and this guy was fearless, started dribbling all of us and scoring goals. That's what I call cutting edge. Well done, Connie. Your fame has gone abroad. The world has not seen the manifestation of your glory yet. Watch that space. I've spoken it. You watch this space. Cornelius, you'll be so rich that next time you want to buy a church, you'll just say, that's 1 week of my salary. Just have it, Pastor. That's the way all you children at the back. Say amen. Want to buy something? Just that's 1 week's wage. By the way, we need 220,000 to complete the purchase of that building. Why are you all gone quiet now? What happened to your cutting edge? What happened to your cutting edge? Listen, we can get that through mortgage to the glory of God, but we want to believe God for a miracle. Very few amens now. We want to believe God for a miracle that we will get every resource to purchase that building. I will show us later. Just buy it. And we won't even sweat. To the glory of God. Dr. Shane will just write a check. Why is it that when I said Dr. Shane, you shouted amen? When I was saying the one that pertained to you, your amen was lower. You will write a check.
Amen.
For 220,000.
Amen.
All right. Pounds.
Amen.
not rupees. Not Kenyan shillings. Please, apologies. No, I'm not. Not Naira. Okay, I must watch where I'm treading now. Okay? All right. The latest or most advanced stage in the development of something, cutting edge is highly advanced, innovative, or pioneering. And look at this one. The newest, most advanced version of a product or service. That's a cutting edge. Now, how does it apply to you? How does it apply to me? Listen to this. The newest and most advanced version of me. That's what we're talking about this month. The world is waiting to see Please repeat after me. The world is waiting to see the newest, most advanced version of me. And that is me operating and manifesting the honor, majesty, abundance, riches, splendor, dignity, and reputation. That's what we're talking about when you hear the curtain edge. So that is what God is speaking to us, sending his word to us this month. And the word of God will reproduce in your life after his kind. You will get back your curtain edge. If you don't have a curtain edge already, get ready. God will sharpen you with his two-edged sword, which is the word of God. People will see you at the end of this match and will not recognize you, because you will be sharper in the name of Jesus. And that is not wishful thinking. I'm just telling you, thus said the Lord. Amen. All right. Please, I need our stage people. We need to move everything back. Move everything back. Please, let's welcome the artistic director and his directees. Please, let's celebrate the children as they come. We want to demonstrate the curtain edge. So we are watching a play. Wow, that child has got a curtain edge scream. All right, let's go.
Can I have the two main characters in the middle, please? Thank you. So I need half of you to stand over here and half of you to stand on the other side. Yeah, you're already here, Sean. That's good. Well done.
All right, shoulder to shoulder, side by side, like that. Okay, this way, side by side, shoulder to shoulder.
No, just half.
Half?
Is that half?
Yeah, just divide them.
That's half.
Shoulder to shoulder, please. Straight line. You know what shoulder to shoulder is? Okay? Tell me, do you want to go stand shoulder to shoulder? Not in front, just shoulder to shoulder. Please help us check there, shoulder to shoulder. Is the camera picking them all? Shoulder to shoulder. And facing the congregation, tiara. I declare in the name of Jesus. I'm always playing you on my phone every morning. Turn around, tiara, and face the congregation. Okay, get your curtain edge back. Tiara, if you're not facing the congregation, then you will go back to your seat. Do you want to go back to your seat? So face the congregation, girl. Please, let's celebrate Tiara. Shoulder to shoulder. Get them shoulder to shoulder. Prophet Ara.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Prophetic Ara. Okay. All right. So, do you want to tell us what's going on here?
So, how many of you guys know Pastor Parcel? I assumed you would. So, what we're going to do is we're going to play a variation of Pastor Parcel. So, the person who's on the edge, so what you're going to do is you're going to pretend to make something.
Shoulder to shoulder.
And then you're going to pass it on to the next person.
Shoulder.
The next person's going to pretend to add to that thing. And you're going to pass it on. And then you're going to pass it on. You're going to pass it on. You're going to pass it on. Do you understand? Okay, let me.
So you need to explain to the side. So in other words, we have a production line. We have a conveyor belt. And this is the first person on the first end of the conveyor belt. They are manufacturing something. Okay, Noah.
Yes, so, okay, so if you can start on that end and start. Okay, so first of all, wait, before we do that, actually.
Can the camera be picking them? Yes. Cameraman.
My two people.
Please, can you draw attention to the cameraman extraordinary? Okay. But all the cameras, please focus it on the children.
Okay.
Please just play something. Interlude. All right, so here's the storyline. Once upon a time, the 12 of you stand up. Stand straight. Okay, once upon a time, in the land of glory, there was the first man and the first woman. They were created in the image of the glorious one. They were covered with his glory. They were filled with his glory. And they were manifesting his glory. But then one day one of them decided to be naughty and went against the Lord, the King of glory. Before, they used to walk in glory. The two of you just do a catwalk there and catwalk back. Just pose. Walk to the camera, then walk back. Majestically, like people filled with the glory. Guys, you are too stiff. Is that how to do it? Come on, Janet. You can do it better. Is the camera catching them? All right, walk again. So they were filled with the glory. They were manifesting the glory. They were walking majestically. Until one day. One day. Somebody say one day. One of them, I don't know which one, but you know, decided to be naughty and they fell from glory. So they fell. You can crouch now. So the glory departed. So the Lord and the King of glory now decides, you know what? I love these two and I'm going to fix them. Excuse me. Are you Cain or Abel? Yeah, it's not yet time for Cain or Abel, sir. Yeah, wait for your time. All right. So he decides he wants to fix them. So he gets a production line from heaven. And here's the production line. To fix the male and the female that he created. So.
Go.
So watch them.
As you can see, at the start of the production line, we're making something. And we're passing it on. I hope we're doing the same on that side.
Start making.
Start making something and then pass it on. The next person adds a little bit onto it.
Can they move back a bit? Let's move back. Please move back.
You guys can move back a bit.
Just move back. Move back. Move back. Move back. Move back.
Okay, so pass it on.
Okay. They're making.
Make something. Add it. Yeah. Rumble it a bit.
So they're making.
And then keep on doing that. How far are we on this end of the production line?
They're on the.
Oh, wow.
All right.
Fantastic.
So they've made a little.
Do it again.
As they made a little.
Carry on.
This first product keeps rising. Are we here yet? The production line, sir.
Sir, okay, all right.
It's slower on that side.
They're more meticulous on this side. So this is the.
They're more meticulous.
Apparently.
Oh yeah, because this one needs a lot of. Yeah, needs a lot of attention.
Sure.
See the way they are taking their time.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Manufactured. Okay, end of the production line here. And then they put a little bit.
Start again, but don't have an envelope this time.
Just get in there. So they're coming back again. Production line.
Mime.
Okay.
Are we doing it on this side?
Have they started the production again?
Pass it on to him.
Pass it on. No, they're still there.
They're still there. Okay, keep going.
Are they meticulous here?
Keep going.
They're still manufacturing.
Let's go.
All right, that one is playing his part. Playing their part.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We're here. Almost at the end of the production line here. Well done.
Thank you very much.
Shaking together, running over.
There we go.
Boom. All right. We're getting there slowly. Back again. Start from there. Please coordinate that side.
All right. Grace, when you finish,
where are we here?
Give a signal.
Hey, are you delaying the production line?
Okay. When Grace
every
gives
man
you
must
signal,
play their part.
Start again. Okay, go,
please move
go,
back,
go,
move
go,
back,
go,
move
go,
back.
Go,
you're
go,
too close
go,
to the congregation. Everybody must play their part. It is teamwork, but everybody's doing something different, contributing to the product. Bang, almost at the end. Production line again. Woo. All right, back
let's
again.
Let's go, keep going.
Where
keep
are
going.
We there?
How far
oh,
are we?
They're here now.
Boom.
Bang.
And again.
The glory is coming back. And again. Where are they there? Please don't drop any part of the product, please. She's very delicate. All right. They're creating the womb now, I can tell. Okay, let's go. Uh-huh, polishing it. Uh-huh, shaping it. Uh-huh. The glory is coming back. Glory is coming back. Yes. How far are we to go?
Somewhere.
How far? With the products. The products are getting weary.
Okay. Okay. This is the last one.
Okay. This is the last
one. So make sure you guys put some extra detail into it.
Let's go.
Put some extra work.
Let's go. Extra.
There
extra.
We go. There we go. There we go. There we go.
Where are we? Where are we?
We're here.
Okay. And, polishing. Okay.
And
painting.
Boom.
I can
there
see
we go.
Brazilian here. There. Okay. Sorry. Did I just say that? No, I didn't say it.
You didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't hear it.
Okay. All right. So
and we're done.
And finally, the two products that fell from glory, they are back to glory. Because everyone on the production line from heaven is playing their part to restore the original product back to their cutting edge. This time your swagger is different. Show us the new swagger, not the old one, because it's now from glory
catwalk,
to glory.
Catwalk.
All right, your cutting edge is
catwalk.
Back. Let's go. Yes, look at that.
Andrew, hit the gritty.
Andrew,
you
do
have
the
my permission.
Do the gritty. Look at that, man. Look at that. Come on, two more times. Go. Another angle. Don't walk the
Andrew,
same way.
Andrew, get sturdy.
Come on. Do it. Another style. Another style. Don't say no. We'll send you back
you
to the production line.
You
don't
have
say
my
no.
permission.
See, that's what happens.
You have my permission.
He has given you everything. Say no. I don't want to manifest, my friend.
You
go
have
on.
My permission.
All right. A different swagger. That's the same swagger, mate. Look at that. Yo.
Thank you.
Yes. And now, the two of them, they've got back their cutting edge. Why? Because there's a production line, and we are all part of that production line, and we're also part of the end product. That is what God is doing in your life this month. Angels are on assignment to give you everything you need to be everything God created you for. Please lift up your hands and pray. Lord, do a finished work.